Hello, and welcome back to The Good, The Dan, The Florida Man. Except this week, it's just The Good. I'm Ryan, and I'm here, and Dan and Ben are both off because it's the month of December, which means we've all got a bunch of crazy schedules, so we couldn't find time to come together. So instead, we all decided to do an episode by ourselves. I hope that you're excited to be here. We are here today for absolutely not an episode, because today I thought it would be super fun to bring in Absolutely Not Labs, the people that give us the questions, the challenges, the things that we all love. And so today we've got with us Doc, the unpaid intern, and the Experiment 626. So if we can get a quick introduction vocally, Doc, hello.
Hello. I am the mad doctor, but I'm not really mad. I'm just disappointed. And I started this nonsense. So
I love that.
I brought in Ben.
Yeah, who'd you bring in next?
Hi, I am the intern, and I am not getting paid enough for this.
Actual. And then, hi, I am Experiment 626, and I am just here to cause problems, basically. That's my goal in life. So.
I love that so much. I also love the Stitch reference. As soon as I saw it, I was like, nah, it's a Disney thing. I'm loving this. I realized recently that I am the... By the way, I'd like to point out, for you guys, I'm wearing pants today. That's
really?
Right.
Really?
Yeah. Fact, I can stand
no
up
way.
And prove that I am in
oh my
pants
God.
Right now.
It's weird, though. There was actually a conversation about this. We're like, okay,
yes. Is
Ryan wearing pants?
No. And I fully just like thought you weren't going to be wearing pants. I put on fancy pants for this, fully knowing like, okay, you're not going to be able to see me from the waist down. And I'm like, Ryan's not even going to have pants on. I could just wear sweatpants. And you have pants on, and I'm... At the same time, impressed and offended. So,
look, if it's people I've met for the first time, I'm definitely wearing pants. Like that's important. I will say this though: I did at one point get interviewed by the news
head
towards at home. Yeah, and I was not wearing pants for that.
Ryan,
that's an interesting bar, Ryan, that you set for yourself.
I thought that it was one of those things where I was like, you know what? This is like, they were like, you have to get on this like call at 4:35 in the morning. And I was like, well, there's no way I'm wearing pants for that.
No. Okay. No. Now that you've clarified what time it was, you don't have to wear pants for that.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
No one wears pants at 4 a.m. in the morning unless you're absolutely insane.
Unless you're committing crimes, I suppose. I don't know. I am.
What?
Pants hours start at 6.
I've got some questions for you guys. We are so happy to have you, and this brings me so much joy. First off, I am normally at the bottom of the pecking order for this, and I still love you guys endlessly, because for some reason, I just do the challenges poorly, and then I find things out very poorly.
Oh, right.
And it's always because I'm not wearing pants. It's my fault. I'm aware. Like, I know whose fault it is.
Okay.
But it's one of those things where I'm like, I... love the creativity that you guys bring to the table, and I love what you do for the podcast. How did it start, Doc?
Okay, well, this is a really lame story, but here we go. So I had already sent in, like, this is way back, and I had sent in a question for the podcast, but then I thought of, like, the first challenge one, and I'm like, God, that's a really good question, and I am not a patient person. Like, I'm not waiting until the next week. I'm like, I'll just send it in, but I'll put, like, some random thing, you know, my name was Absolutely Not, and I'm like, no, just... they have to do like anonymous or whatever. And then, you know, this thing that I do when I'm giving like stuff like that, like if I'm asking questions, a lot of times I'll say, hey, bonus points if you can tell me whatever. And I realized I had done that twice in a row. Because I had sent one week and then I sent one the next week and I realized I had said bonus points both times. And I'm like, okay, what if I just start keeping score? And and that's kind of how it started. And so I sent in the two, and I was like, okay, well, let's see how they do. And then kind of kept score. And then you guys had that third challenge, which was the imitations challenge, where you looked really just profoundly confused. And I was like, oh, no, they don't get it. I'm like, and
that's
and
not
then
your
you
fault,
kind of,
to be fair. I'm a little slow to the uptake, okay?
Like, Ben kind of pulled you out of the fire for that. Yeah. He kind of explained it, which is wonderful. But once you guys kind of caught on, I'm like, okay, sweet, here we go. So that's kind of how it started. It kind of started because I was too shy to send in two questions on the same week and just had a really weird wording habit.
I love that. Okay, intern, how did you get roped into this?
So the doc and I have actually been chatting outside of Absolutely Not Labs. Like, we're friends through the podcast. Like, I think we... How did I find you? I don't even
Okay, so what happened was, you had made a comment on one of the podcast, like, postings, and I was like, okay, I think we need to be friends. And
Yeah.
Remember that? Yeah. And so then I was like, okay, and then we just kind of started chatting from there.
I love that. 626, how did you experimentally get in on this? What happened?
So, basically, I was listening to the podcast basically nonstop. I binged the whole thing in 2 weeks, in like October. Yeah, I got into it. It was really good. I liked it. And every time I would hear the Absolutely Not Labs people come on, I was like, yes, this is the best part for me. I got so excited. I was really into it. And I was like, hey, I think I could do that. So they have this form that you can fill out where you like submit a challenge for them to submit to you guys. And I filled that out and I put in the little, like, any other details box, I put, consider this my application. And they ended up DMing me on Instagram and they were like, hey, do you want to join? And I was like, yes, yes, I want to join. It was, I got so excited.
Let me tell you though, this is a quality challenge that Six came up with. Okay. You guys have not seen it yet. It's going to be spectacular. It is going to be pandemonium. But it's amazing. I cannot wait to send it to you guys because you haven't seen it yet. But Six's challenge will be coming up.
I love that. Incredibly so excited. Much. I'm very excited. Oh my gosh. Okay. So question that I just came up with off the cuff. Who did you guys follow first? Like, who did you know that got you into the podcast, or how did you find the podcast? I assume you knew one of us, or maybe two of us, or three of us, or how did you end up at the podcast?
So for me. I was following all three of you. I think that, I mean, honestly, I probably followed Dan first because all my TikTok is just queer people. So he showed up and I was like, yeah, perfect. And then I found you guys. And I think I saw one of your clips from the podcast on TikTok and I was like, that's hilarious. And I kind of looked up you guys on Spotify because that's where I listen to all my podcasts because I'm a nerd. And I listened to the first episode and I was like, okay, that's really funny. And I listened to the second episode and I was like, that's even funnier. And I just kind of kept going through. So basically TikTok, because I'm a child and I'm obsessed with it.
No, that's fair. We're very thankful. That's what, how I can stay in my
thank
room.
Yeah, me.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, that's how I can pay my rent. Thank you so much for consuming TikTok. I appreciate it. Intern, what about you?
I was following Ben first, and I think Dan came across my TikTok as well, because I'm not a child, but I am a millennial, so I'm a child. So I've spent a lot of time going through TikTok, and I found you on there as well, but I think it was Ben, then Dan, then you.
Very cool. And so I take it you came from Ben to the podcast?
Yes.
Very cool. And Doc, what about you?
Well, I followed Ben first. And you're going to love this. I actually found you second, but I've mentioned this on Instagram, so this is not, no, it's not going to hurt. No.
Why do I feel like this is going to be, and I couldn't
absolutely
stand
not,
it.
Absolutely not. No.
Absolutely not.
I'm sorry. I didn't do that on purpose. I say that a lot.
It was so perfect though.
I know, but, I try. But no, I actually found you second. I hadn't found Dan until later. But when I found you, you were kind of, okay, so I mentioned on Instagram that I am a teacher. So people know that part. They don't know what level, they don't know where I teach and stuff like that. And the reason why I keep my anonymity is because I've noticed that people who go on social media or TikTok and stuff like that who are teachers, and there's like this whole teacher talk thing, they don't end up being teachers for very long. They're kind of made to kind of have a choice between, well, you can either do online teacher stuff and speak your mind, or you can actually teach. And so it just feels like I don't want to have to make that choice. But anyway, as I'm Zoom teaching the entirety of last year, I came across your feed and I noticed, these are some things I noticed. I noticed that during your lives, they are very active. Like, people are interacting all the time. And I noticed that you talk, like, really friggin' fast. You were kind of my inspiration for how I talked on Zoom to my class to kind of keep them engaged. Is I like, okay, we got to go into Youth Pastor Ryan mode here and talk fast and quick and be really animated. And that kind of drew them in the best I could.
I am so honored. That is so cool. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That is so, oh my gosh, I think that's so cool. I'm elated. Oh my gosh. Well, thank you. I'm glad to have caused a positive impact in your life and then in someone else's life through teaching. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I gotta ask, because you guys are the challenge experts, what makes a good challenge?
I gotta talk for a second here.
Yeah.
So we do have a form online.
Mm-hmm.
What?
It's an internal criteria. Yep.
Yes, there is a criteria. But we do, on our Instagram page, if you go into our profile, you'll see that there is a link to a Google form. And the Google form is where people, anybody, can submit a challenge if you want. We'll give you credit or keep you anonymous. It doesn't matter. But on there, I include like several things that are what, you know, we consider to be the guidelines for a good challenge. So the first thing is it has to be able to be completed like on the podcast, preferably in under 10 minutes. So, and this is not including the inevitable banter, because you guys will as you're doing, you know, as you do.
What?
Yeah.
No,
no,
if we
know,
made it so
I know.
It could only be 10 minutes, it would just be like, it would find an object within your vicinity, and that would take 10 minutes.
It would. But I mean, the guideline is it's got to be, you know, 10 minutes or less, you know, ideally less, but, you know, we have one or two that might take a little bit longer. The second one is we can't involve sending you guys anywhere. We don't want to make extra work for you and taking dragging cameras out and trying to get you guys together and doing things outside of your individual little studio areas would be too difficult. Third, it can only involve objects that are within your immediate reach. Okay, so we're not asking you to buy anything. We're not asking you to, you know, acquire anything in preparation for the challenges. Fourth is, as long as, you know, if you're going to include pop culture references, it has to be very pop culture, because you guys have such a diverse audience, and we want to make sure that the challenges are kind of relevant to everyone.
Yeah.
And then all challenges have to offer bonus points, and you have to talk about how to get them. The other thing about it being relevant, usually the best challenges are the ones that are connected to something that's already happened on the podcast. So you'll notice when you read our challenges that we'll make reference to an earlier episode. To kind of say, hey, in episode 12, you did this, this, and this, and we were wondering, and then we kind of go from there. And then there's some other things on there about how, you know, we are allowed to change it or alter it if we need to, and, you know, we'll give credit if you want. And then the scoring system is first place gets 3 points, second place gets 2 points, third place gets 1 point, and then the bonus points can be distributed in any particular way, however they choose to do it. But, yeah, so that's basically, you know, our recipe for a good challenge is to make sure that it's, you know, accessible to everyone, relatively quick, and not a lot of work on your guys' part, because we want it to be fun, not, you know, work.
Totally get that. Okay. Wow. I think those are great criteria. That's so fantastic. The next question has to be, what is the favorite challenge you've seen us do thus far?
You want to go first, Six?
I would love to. I already started talking, so yeah, probably. It is very hard for me to pick, because like I said earlier, every single time I started, like I heard Absolutely Not Labs, like their segment come on the podcast, I got excited.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of like, it just every single time I was like, this is funny, this is good, this is interesting, this is creative. So all of them are in my favorites, but I will say, oh, geez. I like the scavenger hunt. I think that one was very, very good, because that was also, fun fact, the first episode that I actually got to be involved with. That was like, that episode came out like 2 days after I officially joined Absolutely Not Labs. So they, like, Doc sent me out and she was like, okay, go find every time they left screen. So that was my first like thing that I had to do for the labs. And it was a very exciting thing for me, because I was like, oh my God, I'm part of something. Finally!
That's so cool!
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So I thought that one was really funny. I thought that it was really interesting. But all of them, really.
Ah, that's
yeah.
So cool.
That's my thing.
Intern.
And Dan can blame them for all of those marking down of every time that he missed.
I love that the note for me was, Ryan, we know. Like, I love that so much. Yeah. That one was one of my favorite, and that one was probably my favorite, because it was just so ridiculous, and I was in a hotel room and I'm just running around and I have to keep pulling it up so it keeps going over my screen. I'm like, ah!
Yep. Yeah, that was my favorite, the scavenger hunt for sure, especially just watching you kind of backwards army crawling to try to
just stay pantsed on screen so that I'm like, I can't, this isn't getting demonetized on YouTube. Please don't.
We gotta make the money.
I absolutely loved Ben's like hiding behind the door, like trying to make sure, like
waving.
He was like, it's so funny.
Oh no, I'm still here. It's like Ben. Oh my god.
And it was very funny also to me because usually you guys, I can't say that you guys are very organized, but you know not how to not talk over each other, basically. But in that episode, it was just chaos, and I loved it because it was just a disaster. It sounded like a group of people talking incredibly loudly in a room, and it was very funny because you would occasionally hear like one of you speak over the other incredibly loudly, and it would just
like,
be
Ben's like it's a knife, about? And then later on, it's like. Everyone thinks of the bong out of Daniel. And then, yeah, it was fantastic. And then he's like, this is going to be really dark. And I said,
it was so funny.
Ryan, no.
I laughed.
My exact
so hard.
Words when you brought out the bell. I'm like, oh, Ryan, no.
Ryan, no.
I saw that.
No.
I cried tears of laughter at that point. It was so funny.
That is like my humor right there. Like dark humor is just like
horrible.
100% me. And I was just like shrieking, laughing. I was like, yes,
so funny.
Yes.
That's my second piece of evidence that you, Ryan, are actually the dark one on the podcast.
Oh, you might know.
You put up a good like front, you know, but I think there's a dark streak in there that is just delicious. I love it.
I definitely love a little bit of dark humor.
That's why I'm waiting for my personal favorite, the serial killer.
Oh my god,
challenge.
Yes.
We want that
yeah.
one.
I'm waiting
on
that.
I want that.
That's
challenge
my field of study,
we're
Ryan.
So I'm so excited good. For that
good.
One.
Like, everyone else was like, we'll take some time and we'll think about it. Me, I'm like, I know exactly
no.
immediately. Yeah. Like, that's.
Yeah.
I'm especially
he's
looking
so
forward
friend.
To it because I like to listen to my podcast while I take long walks in the middle of the woods. So it's like close to a residential area, so I'm safe. But like I started listening to that part and like the serial killer part came on and I was like, oh, this is gonna be so funny when it's like dark and I'm walking through the middle of the woods.
Like, just a little peaceful serial killer walk. Super relaxed.
Yeah. So fun.
It's my one of staying sexy and not getting murdered is stay out of the forest. What are you doing?
I'm not going to go to a gym. Are you kidding me? That's exercise.
Yeah. Walking is not exercise. It's attempting to get...
It's uphill.
I got it.
It's uphill. Yeah, it's like life. It's an uphill
okay.
battle.
If I get kidnapped, I mean, it's more exercise because I'm running. Sorry, dark humor.
Oh my god.
Just kick up. You'll be fine.
Dock you.
Yeah, it's great.
My favorite... my favorite is... the invitations challenge. That's one that I developed on my own. And I love that one because as you guys are doing it, both you and Dad said at two separate times that this is the favorite thing you've ever done on the podcast.
Mm.
And that made me feel really good. I'm like, yes, okay.
That was so much fun. Imitating each other was, oh my gosh. That's just a...
Yeah, that was...
So funny.
That's probably my favorite. And then second only to, the second place would be the scavenger hunt just because it was
pandemonium.
Wild.
The chaos. Mm-hmm. So much
it
chaos.
It's fantastic.
So chaotic.
Now, I got the question would also be other than, of course, the absolutely not challenges, what is your guys' favorite segment of the podcast?
It's got to be LGBTQ for the straights.
That one is so much fun.
It's so funny. I am queer, mm-hmm. obviously, for those that can see me. But
I'm audibly queer. What does that entail?
I am audibly queer. You can hear the lisp in my voice. It's darling. I'm sorry. I'm very gay. But it is always funny to hear like queer people asking straight people questions because I always feel like it's the other way around and straight people will come up to me and be like, why are you gay? And I'm like, good question. I don't know. But it is funny for me to just hear that and have and like listen to you guys scramble to come up for answers. I love it. I love Dan. Dan's great.
Dan's fantastic.
Dana is fantastic.
Honestly, Dana and Ben are both great. I love them so much.
They're great. You're great too, Ryan.
Not tolerable at best, but I love them so much.
Excuse me, you are fantastic.
Like, thanks.
You are not blah, you are a hoot. Oh, sorry. Shit.
Doc, what about you?
No, it's okay.
I'm just going in the way that I see it. Sorry.
It's fine.
I actually like Ryan's ridiculous history. Like I said, criminal justice is actually my field of study. So when you did the serial killers, all the Carls, I was just like,
so many Carls, especially in Germany.
Exactly. And another one of those segments that just had me dying laughing was the scooter with the or the boom scooter.
Yes. Yeah. I love the fact that the boom scooter exists. I actually did an entire thing on that on my personal YouTube which I'm actually going to be coming back to doing something called Yesterday Today, which is a silly history thing because I love doing that. I'm actually just waiting to set up a camera that's better, and I'm so stoked. So I'm glad you love the history stuff because I have so much fun with that.
Yeah.
Especially with the boys, being able to bring them something that they haven't heard of and just tell about this is a true story. It's just so much fun for me.
Yeah.
Doc, what about you?
Sorry, go ahead.
You're saying six?
When you told that story about like the wicked cool conspiracy, or not conspiracy theory, but the thing that happened in Russia with all of those people in the nuclear poisoning or whatever it was, I can't remember exactly what the context was, but they tried to escape the tent and then they didn't, and they were professional hikers.
Dyatlov Pass incident, absolutely.
Yes.
Yep.
So cool. I was like so fascinated that I went and researched more because I was like, this is amazing. So like very cool history stuff, basically.
Thank you. I actually saw another YouTuber do that recently and I was like, wait a minute. No, I've heard this story before. I've totally heard this story before, and he didn't do it as well. So.
Well, you know, not to throw shade, but thank you.
Yeah.
What a diss on the anonymous YouTuber.
Yeah, right? On he or should not be named.
He's fine.
Okay, so my favorite segments, you know, I can't help but love story time. I like story time. I miss having three story times, although I get why we have to like limit the story time because we were like 2.5 hour podcasts at one point. So
that's a lot of time commitment.
Yeah, but anytime I can hear about Ben doing something absolutely ridiculous, you know, either in the military or when he's living in Florida, you know, that is that's always delightful.
He's a delightful ball of chaos. And I love him so much for that. And it's funny because now that we live so close to each other, even just whenever we hang out, it's exactly the same. It's like you'll just see chaos happening. You're like, no. Okay, there it goes. There he goes.
For example, okay, you can't just say that and not give us an example.
I just remember he brought, at one point, we've got like 9 or 10 TikTokers over at his house. And like some of them, to put into perspective, are like, call me Chris. Like Kara Dunn, like Chunky's dead, like just a weird group of people that are all hanging out together, and then like me and a friend of ours named Alexandra, and we're just kicking it. But it's one of those things where all of a sudden Ben just goes, "Who wants cookies?" And it's those little like sugar cookies that come from the packages that have the little Christmas trees on them.
Aww.
And he just left though. I think the ADHD got the best of him, so he just left midway through cooking them. And so some of them were really good, and some of them were really burned. And so it was just one of those moments where I was like, me and Alexandra walk over to the kitchen, and we're like, did he leave? Did he just run away? Did he flee the scene? And so we just don't know.
I can 100% relate to that. Yeah. I've got the ADHD. It is in me.
Oh, yeah.
It is in me. It is in my heart. It is in my soul.
It's possessed
me. Baker is just like, no,
right? So you guys always ask us questions. You always give bonus points and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
For you, I wanted to have questions that we could ask you. I said we. Mm-hmm. I'm alone. But
Ryan, no!
Okay, it's the royal we.
It's the royal we. That we could ask you guys, which is some silly questions, because I love silly questions. I think they're fun. Are you guys ready for some of that?
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, heck yeah. Awesome. Heck yes.
What?
Heck yes.
This is Ryan
Louise, yes.
Yeah. We don't do that here.
Not on my Christian Minecraft server. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, no.
I'm like a meme.
Ben, I think I'd be more comfortable with him.
Yeah, right. How many of you guys, I got a question. Does anybody here currently think I'm still a youth pastor, or do you guys know that I'm not?
Oh, no.
Oh, thank
You've
God.
You've made that very clear. We never were a youth pastor. You were just like in Christian school, right?
I just taught Sunday school for a little bit, like very briefly. Yeah. So that's
Was that the same thing as a youth pastor?
Pretty much, I think.
Okay, so you were lying then. You were a youth pastor.
I guess I was. That's how I justify the name in my head. But to be honest, I just went to Christian school for a long time, and then here we are. And then stand-up comedy.
I figured it out after seeing you interact with Ben for like 5 minutes. I was like, yeah, no, there's no way that guy's a youth pastor. Sorry.
No, not the case. Oh, wait, just a question, because speaking of stand-up comedy, before we get into questions, who are your guys' favorite stand-up comics, other than, of course, anybody on the podcast? We appreciate it, but I'm curious, outside of the podcast.
Oh. I'm a huge John Mulaney fan, of course. I think he's absolutely hilarious. I saw him live for my birthday a while ago. Wow. It was a fantastic experience. I also really love Jim Gaffigan. And... oh geez, probably Eddie Izzard. I think
Eddie
that
Izzard's
his
great.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. I think that I've seen his Dress to Kill special several times. Not live, but like we have a DVD tape of it. DVD tape. I'm sorry.
No. That's okay. That tracks in
called.
My head.
Yeah. Same. I love those three mainly.
Nice. Those are excellent
my
choices.
Yes.
Definitely. I would double down on Eddie Izzard and Jim Gaffigan. I'm also a big Patton Oswalt fan.
Yes!
Ooh, he's so good. Also, his voice acting is iconic.
Yes. Like, he's amazing. So good. Yeah. Yes. And then George Carlin, just, you know,
some
tossing
classic.
Oldie but goodie. Yeah. Classic George Carlin.
You know, I here's the thing.
Always a great way to start.
No, this is the thing. I watch a lot of Dry Bar. However, that's not by choice. That is Mr. the Mad Doctor who enjoys the Dry Bar because I'm like, okay, fine, he likes to have it on and whatever. But me, I'm more of like a Daniel Sloss.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
I like dark humor. Yeah. Like if it makes me uncomfortable and laugh, perfect.
Nice. Have you seen Anthony Jeselnik?
I haven't.
Ooh, he is so dark, and he's so funny.
Hold on. I gotta write this one down.
Absolutely.
Do you know who told me about Daniel Sloss?
Who?
It was Ben.
It was Ben?
It was Ben.
Mm-hmm. Sloss is so good. He is fantastic. Yeah. I remember watching him like a long time ago in college when he was like doing stuff on YouTube, and it was just like, yes. I love all of this.
Yeah. Okay. So what is the guy's name? Anthony what?
Anthony Jeselnik. It's tough to spell. J-E-S-E.
I'll figure it out.
Okay. I was just like, it's N-I-K. I know it's E-L or just L.
To Google.
Yeah.
We'll get it. We got it.
Oh, I'm also a huge Mike Birbiglia fan. ADHD brain like doesn't work until 5 minutes later. So, but I've seen Mike Birbiglia live. I think he's iconic.
He's so goated.
Brilliant.
He's so good.
I used to like Gabriel Iglesias.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he's so funny.
But then he did the Mr. Iglesias show and painted like school administrators in a really poor light, and it kind of bothered me. So I haven't really been able to enjoy him as much because I'm like, is that really what you think of like school principals and stuff? It's not.
Yeah,
that's weird.
Not that I'm one. I'm not a school principal, but it just kind of was like.
Put you off.
The ones I know.
Mm-hmm. That's so weird. I haven't seen the show. I have seen him live one time, and that was.
I saw him live. He's fantastic live.
Those voices, like just.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
Mind blowing.
Crazy.
So good.
All right, guys, let's get into some questions.
Questions
for you. Yeah, reverse. Would you rather? These are all would you rather questions.
I feel like I'm on trial. This is intense.
Would you rather wear pants that are three sizes too big or shoes that are three sizes too small?
Pants that are three sizes too big, obviously.
Yeah.
You can do the Marilyn Monroe thing. But
I'm also a
is
pants
it
fan.
Possible? To wear shoes that are three sizes too small?
See, that's
I feel like that's not
too.
Possible.
I don't know. I think it's probably a tight fit, but I feel like you'd blow them out eventually, and then that would be fine. What if it's sandals? You know what I mean?
Oh. Well,
yes.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Well,
yeah.
Here's the
yeah.
thing. I don't like sandals. I think they're gross. So it's...
Definitely still pants for you, Stitch.
Yeah. Still pants.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm feeling like the pants are... the head's a little close to home. I've recently lost a lot, so I was actually wearing pants three sizes too large for a while there, and...
So you're like, that's fine. There's nothing.
Yeah. No, it works. It doesn't work well, but it works.
But it works.
No, I buy pants online, and I don't know what size I am in men's, so I just kind of am like, what's like the good one, you know? And then they arrive, and like, this is way too big for me. So I wear pants that are three sizes too big for me on a daily basis because I don't know how to shop for myself.
So really, this is just, would you continue doing it, or would you mix it up? That's fair. That's very fair.
An object in motion stays in motion unless whatever the rest of the quote is. I'm not gonna stop.
Yeah, you're not gonna change the pants. I get that. The pants life chose you. That's yeah. fine.
we got another one.
This one more deeply into thought. Would you rather go into the past and meet your ancestors, or go into the future and meet your great great grandchildren?
Probably into the future to see how well I failed. Just like, how did my life? I don't really care about you, grandchild Timmy. I want to know how I did.
How you're remembered. That was my first thought too. Is like, how do they remember me now? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
especially because like my ancestors would be like at the Salem witch trial, and I'm like, no, thank you.
Yeah, fair.
I'd rather not go there.
I have a really selfish reason for why I would want to go into the past.
Okay.
I don't want to go see my ancestors. I just want to go get like the stock information and like put down, you know, buy some things, cash it away. My ancestors, some of them were questionable. So it's like,
but you know what's not questionable? Investing in Starbucks. Like that's right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Intern, what about you?
I think I would have to go back to the past. My grandfather actually had an apparently very popular radio show back in like the 40s and 50s that was all about Greek mythology, and I would just love, like, I
look at
no idea if there are any recordings or anything, but I just want to listen to what he has to say about Greek mythology.
And
I am not planning on having kids, so there wouldn't be much point in going to the future to see the non-existent
that makes it kind of tough. Totally fair.
The only reason that I would go into the past, I will say, I wouldn't even meet up with my ancestors. I would just kind of be like, hello, old me. And then I would move on past and go find out who Jack the Ripper was. I would do something cool.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not interested in my past.
What if you found out right that your relatives were Jack the Ripper? You know what I mean? Like, how crazy would that be?
I would be incredibly pleased. Not.
I've got serial killer in me.
No, because
I'm just so honored.
Because I, like, at the very least, I know someone famous.
That's fair. That's very
fair. And also, I would be the first person to prove who Jack the Ripper was, which would be awesome.
That's true.
Because
it
would
be
easy.
Though, I went into the past and I met my ancestors.
Okay, well, if you can, like, here's the thing. If you can go back into the past, you clearly have a time machine. If you have a time machine, it's probably, like, well-known at this point. So you could sell that. First of all, I would figure out who Jack the Ripper was, get famous. I would sell the time machine, make millions. I would be amazing.
That would be, you know,
actually,
what?
I would go back in the past. I'm changing my answer.
You're right. Yeah. Honestly, the past is pretty solid.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Go team history.
Perfect.
Okay. Here's a weird one that I came across, which is, would you rather experience the world beginning or the world ending?
Ending.
Okay.
Be cool.
Why? Just cool. Just...
Okay. To quote one of my favorite books, I want to see the stars die. That is a very good book, actually. It's I don't remember what it's called. But I think it would be very, very interesting to see what would happen to different types of like creatures as the world ended, and how they would have adapted over time to like the different forms of their world, and then how they would prepare for the ending of the world, because animals tend to know like a little bit more about like when natural disasters are coming. So I think that they would probably know like, oh, the death of the universe is arriving in 10 minutes. And I think it would be interesting for me to see like what happens.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah.
Intern? Doc?
I just think
no.
Sorry.
Nope, intern first.
It's just clockwise for me.
I just think it'd be really fun to, you know, see what it was like to get crushed into a black hole, you know? Because those are the choices, right? Get crushed into a black hole or just, you know, drift up into the emptiness of space.
That's fair.
You know? Something about black holes have just always been really fascinating to me since I was a little kid. And yeah, I think it'd just be really cool to see just that whole process. And what if there's a big bang afterwards and all the matter in the universe, you know, crushes into one tiny pinpoint?
Like a second starting.
Yeah. Is that where the next big bang is?
I listened to this podcast a while ago that had the bonus episode that was talking about like space science, and they did a deep dive on black holes, and it was fascinating. It's called Stella Firma. Listen to it. It's really good. Not to promote other people's podcasts on this podcast.
No, we're just hurt. It's fine.
No. Oh, sorry, no!
No, you're totally all good.
No, they're just more professional than you.
Right. So, low bar.
I'm kidding!
Doc, what about you?
I can't remember. There's a quote that says that the world will end not with a bang, but a whimper. Mm-hmm. And I just confirm that when I inevitably destroy the earth, that it doesn't make a lot of noise.
That when you do it, note to self, that one coming soon to a earth near you.
Oh yeah.
I love
maybe
that.
Maybe not this one. We'll see.
Okay, question number four. Would you guys rather only be able to whisper or only be able to shout? Would you rather talk in caps locks or all lowercase? What are you feeling?
I already basically scream everything that I say. I'm an incredibly loud person. People complain about it. But so that one.
Caps lock.
It wouldn't change much. It would just kind of be, yeah, this is just you on a day-to-day basis.
Intern?
I'm sticking with whisper.
Whisper?
I'm usually more of a quiet person anyway.
I love how you said that quietly. Like, you're like, I'll stick with a whisper.
Whisper. Don't do that.
Don't do that. Ben will freak out. Yeah, it's ASMR.
Ben.
Hey, Ben.
It's
I hope you're
Ben.
Watching yeah. this. Stop.
Are you enjoying
yourself? So, Doc, I assume that would mean that you would rather shout because otherwise you'd just be ASMR the entire time?
No. Here's why.
Okay.
I work with children, and I find that whispering is way scarier than shouting. And so,
wow. Okay. Jeez, Doc.
Yes, I do have two daughters, and they will confirm that it's one thing when mom shouts. It's another thing when mom does this thing called an ear talk, and that's where I get really, really close to your ear. And I whisper something to you so that only you can hear it, and then you do what happens. You
know, you've heard the voice of God, essentially, in that moment.
No, like, even just like just hearing you describe it, I'm already like, oh no, I've done something wrong.
Right, that
oh,
gave
no.
me some trauma right there. I was like,
But also, kids listen better if you whisper. If you say something in a whisper, a child will try to strain to hear it, and if you shout, they're really good at blocking that out. So, there's a fear factor there, I'm not going to lie. But also, you know, I've never found a whole lot of success in yelling for any reason.
That's fair. I just, for those of us that picked whisper, because I also would go with whisper, I'm just picturing us during a fire and being like, oh no, everybody get out. Like there's always times where it's nice to have both, but it would be very funny to just be like, just very quietly from across the room, no.
You just very quietly go in and hit the fire alarm. I mean, there are solutions here, Ryan.
We've got machines that'll scream for us, is what we're...
It would be funny, though, if the fire alarm was also whispering, so it was just...
this is
ineffective.
Yeah. All right. We've got, would you rather talk like Yoda or breathe like Darth Vader for the rest of your life?
Oh, God. This is a tough one.
Well, none of the above. I would say talk like...
You gotta pick one.
Because here's the thing. You don't have to talk. You gotta breathe. So, like...
I respect that a lot.
I would be less annoying.
Yep, intern popped
We lost
up.
Our intern.
Okay.
She'll be back.
She'll pop back.
I would be less annoying if I just kind of talked weird than if I was breathing heavily constantly.
No, I get that. Yeah. That tracks for me.
I love my switch from that. Like, yeah, I'm a very, very loud person. I just won't talk at all.
Yeah,
don't
right there. Here's your flip. Yeah.
Excuse me.
You're nothing if not complex.
That's very true. Thank you.
Intern is back just in time.
Intern, really? Would you rather talk like Yoda or breathe like Darth Vader for the rest of your life?
Probably talk like Yoda.
Nice.
The breathing kind of would just get really annoying after a while, I think.
Can you imagine, like, your cats would just be like, what is going on? Yeah. What is happening?
No, I have to choose to talk like Yoda, too, because the breathing would be, like, 24/7 ASMR. Like, all that, like, really breathy sound.
No, couldn't do it. So, yeah.
Just makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up, and it bothers me.
I feel like I'd much rather, I'm with you guys. I'd much rather talk like Yoda.
It also provides like ample opportunities for speaking about passive and active voice in what I do. So
that's fair. Yeah.
So we all picked the correct one.
This is
the correct
speaking
answer.
In the tense or with the voice.
I'm gonna go with full voice. So we're talking raspy.
Full voice.
Okay.
So it's. Oh, I thought it was like with the crazy order, like the.
You definitely have to do the crazy order, but you get both.
It would be both.
Oh, it's both.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I still talk like Yoda. I still definitely talk like Yoda. Noises all the time.
For any listeners that picked breathing like Darth Vader, you're wrong.
There's four of us that believe that. I mean, you're not. You know, there was an 100% consensus over here. That's why.
You're most likely wrong. I mean, we can't know it. We can't prove it until we try it. But like at the same time,
argue in the comments.
Yes, argue in the comments. help that algorithm.
No, scaring the kitties.
All right. No. Question number six: would you rather always have a mullet haircut or a ponytail haircut?
I had a ponytail. Mullet for a very long time, so I would be okay with
it. I wear a ponytail all the time, anyways.
Okay, that's funny because there are a couple of these that are just way too easy because it was like, some of you could do it. I can see you. I was like, you could probably pull off a ponytail currently versus my mullet. I'd rather do a ponytail than a mullet though too. I'd rather do a top knot than something.
Man bun, do it.
Right, I'd much rather do that than say like a mullet because the mullet for me, it just makes, it's a little too Missouri for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I have a clarifying question.
Yes.
Okay, is this like 24/7? Like, I have to have this, my hair in this configuration, like 24/7? Like I don't get to take the ponytail out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then it's mullet, okay? Because I don't know if any of you guys have slept in a ponytail.
Headaches.
That is not okay. That's not a fun time.
Yeah.
I will say I pick mullet for two reasons. One, because I've experienced it. It's not as bad as if you think, if you style it properly, you can get away with it. And two, I've realized that there are two distinct types of mullets. There are the mullets that you see stereotypically, which are like the ones on the big men. Yeah, those ones. And then there are the ones that you see on like cool queer people, and that is the type of mullet that I had and would have. So mullet, but in a gay way, if that makes any sense.
Can I get my mullet in gay? Is that okay?
Can I get a rainbow mullet? Is that like?
Oh my gosh!
I need to return this mullet. It's not fruity enough for me.
It needs to be rainbow unicorn or nothing.
Oh my god!
Yeah. Fruity pebbles version or nothing else. Like that's, I respect that a lot, though. And you know what? That's actually kind of cool to think about. Is like there's some hairstyles that work for a group of people that do not work for another group of people. And that tracks. Yeah. So, yeah.
Sure.
All right. Next question is: would you rather be without elbows or without knees?
What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Elbows.
No elbows. No elbows. No knees.
I have a very sensible answer for this, but I want to hear what you guys say first.
I love that so much, Doc. I have the correct answer, and I've thought about it. I love that.
I'm sorry. Okay, sorry. I'm under control. That was very funny just to hear that sentence. I would go without, oh geez Louise, this is a hard question. I would go without knees, I guess. I don't know why. I just feel like I use my arms way more than I use my legs, just in general. So knees?
Okay.
I don't know. This is a hard question.
That's right.
Give me a curveball.
I'm about to make it way easier, but let's hear what intern has to say.
Yeah.
So I do a lot of squatting and deadlifting, so I need my knees. So no elbows.
Okay, but how are you gonna get it up on you if you can't use your elbows?
I don't know, balance it across. Like, you just use, you know, the muscles on your back and balance it real good.
I think what intern's trying to say is she's got better traps than the rest of us combined. Like, that's really just does. Like, yeah.
She does. It's impressive.
No.
Okay, so you're wrong.
I accept
that. Here's why. No, because you cannot, you can't feed yourself or wipe yourself unless you have elbows.
That's fair.
Oh, you're right. I just tried right now to like see if I can feed myself.
Ryan's got his arms like way up in the air, and he's like, "Oh my god,
I'm
you
gonna
can't."
Function.
Yeah, no, I definitely, I can't. Yeah, that's.
I mean, you could potentially just have your legs locked and then get around still. You know, you. It makes, you know, going from position to position difficult.
But, monster. Sorry.
I mean, you could do it, but I mean, you really need your elbows. They're really important.
Yeah, I was gonna go with elbows, honestly, because I work so much with like my computer and things like that, and I just wanted to be able to like, I didn't want to be able this far away trying to type. Doc had like a really sensible, really reasonable answer, and I got lucky on the right answer by just being like, typing's hard.
Yep.
So which would be more difficult, do you think, the installation of elbows or the installation of knees surgically?
Definitely the installation of knees.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, because you gotta walk around on them.
But I think that just is about reinforcement. I think the installation of elbows would be tougher because you have to install and make sure that the fingers work too.
Oh,
you know what
that's
I mean?
True.
Like,
yeah.
No
one cares about their toes. Like, they're good for balance, but they're not great. But
yeah,
you need
but
your
you
fingers.
Miss them when they're gone.
That's true,
you miss
that's
them
true.
Toes.
Yeah.
I would miss.
I mean,
toes.
Okay, so toes are very nice. I approve of toes, but like fingers are day to day.
Oh, they're more important. Oh yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
This is a really weird conversation.
Yeah,
welcome to the podcast.
What's more important, fingers or toes? Come on, these are the answers we need to provide.
I got the text message that I was going to be on this podcast, and I was like, oh, this is going to get really weird really fast.
Oh, yeah. The next question is just as weird, by the way.
Oh, I'm so excited. Hey. Let's go.
Would you rather have a baby vomit on you or you vomit on a baby?
I'll vomit on the baby. I'll do it.
Okay. Fun story about
apologize.
This.
I'm good at apologizing.
I love that intern. Intern would vomit on the babies. Stitch, what do you got?
Iconic. Fun story before I give my answer. One time my brother threw up in my dad's pocket.
Oh.
I got candy.
While my mom was hosting a book club.
Wow.
I mean, kind of him to at least aim for the pocket, you know. He could have gone full.
He was like 4 inches. It just happened.
That's impressive.
That's an impressive shot. Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. Right. Aim was, is what that is.
When I found out, I was like, how? How did that? Okay. I personally would. Okay.
That kid has a future in billiards.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, 100%. I would vomit on a baby. Because I don't like babies. No, I'm kidding.
That's okay. That's valid. You're allowed to not like babies.
Because here's the thing. Babies vomit on themselves all the time. They're not.
They're
it's going
to
be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's not a problem for them.
Remember it?
And, like, babies have no sense of fashion. If a baby threw up on me, I would have to dry clean everything, and it would be a disaster. But if I threw up on a baby, it would just be like, oh, just get him a new diaper. It'd be fine. Oh, I throw up on a baby.
Mom has a change of clothes. 100%. Yeah, 100%.
Doc, what about you? Would you rather throw up? You've got two kids, it sounds like, so you can throw up on, like, you've had the option before.
He's been thrown up on.
I've been personally thrown up upon by a baby.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it depends. Is it my kid that I'm puking on, or is it someone else's? Because
let's make it fun. It's someone else's.
Someone else's kid? Okay, I would rather the baby throw up on me, because it's like, I would feel, like, really bad to, like, vomit on somebody else's child. I mean, although I will say that my sister-in-law was really proud. She had no experience with babies, and when my youngest was born, she's a godmother, and she changed her once, and she came in like, I didn't throw up on the baby! And we're like, good job!
We're proud of you!
She was worried that diaper change was gonna like be the end of things, and she came in so proud that she didn't throw up on a baby.
I love that.
I think my answer would change if I was around like the parents of the baby, because like if
so
I was around
the baby,
yeah.
Like if you have a baby, have like a pack. Never to think of this again.
We never saw it.
There's just a loose baby.
I would throw up on it. I mean,
if you're somewhere where you're sick enough to throw up and there's just a baby there,
there's just
like,
a loose
happening?
Baby just out in the wild.
Yeah, like you're out at a bar or you're like at home.
Who
brought
a baby to a bar?
It's into your bathroom.
Yeah, the baby's
kind of,
the baby's just chilling in the bar, cracking open a cold one. Man, it's been tough being a baby.
He's like shotgunning. You're like, what?
Yeah, what? Why is Spearball John here? Oh my god!
Spearball baby John. Naps when you let him do that, so.
Right. Oh, crushes the can on its head and like throws it at you. This baby is way cooler than me.
This is the coolest baby ever.
By the way, I think I definitely throw up on a baby. I don't care if it's mine or if it's someone else's. I would throw up on a baby, and the reason why is because babies throw up on people all the time. Very rarely do people throw up on babies. I just feel like that's kind of a weird circular version of life. I'm just bringing it all together.
It's karma. You know, the babies deserve it.
Exactly. That's
okay,
what I'm saying.
Mission. Go to every single hospital in every single place that he can find and throw up on all the babies.
Well, I do work at Disney. Let's not forget. I might find a way to throw up on a kid.
But he doesn't speak for the brand of the company.
Oh, never
please,
speak for the brand of
the
company.
Please don't. Please don't.
Second to last question. Would you rather lose the ability to lie or believe everything you're told?
Oh, geez. Be gullible or not be myself. I would probably prefer to lose the ability to lie because I don't like believing things that people tell me. It's not fun. I don't believe that. Because with the friends that I have, it would just constantly be a stream of horrifying content that I could not escape.
That's fair. Give you
it would be bad.
Intern?
I'm already a terrible liar, so.
Might as well keep that.
Yeah, and I prefer to keep my skepticism, so.
That's fair, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
I get nervous. I know.
Here's the thing, you're all wrong.
I'm doing it on purpose now to just mess with sticks.
Oh my god.
No,
it's working.
good. Anyway. I'm not sinister, I swear to God.
Okay. I don't believe you.
I wore all black because it's what I felt like wearing today. The problem is that I'm already a horrible liar and I'm way too trustworthy. Mm. So I'm kind of both. I mean, if I had to choose one, it's like I'm already good at not being able to lie very well. So I think having a healthier skepticism would be helpful, but you know, I don't know. I think I want to have like where I could like detect a lie but can't tell one.
I would agree with all of you. I think that believing everything you're told. Just what if accidentally all of a sudden I walk into like a flat earthers convention and they're just like, did you know that the earth is flat? I'm just stuck believing it because I can't unbelieve. Yeah.
So
like
bad.
What if all of a sudden I just run into the wrong people who are like, hey, have you heard this? And it's like, no.
I listen to way too many like conspiracy theory and like true crime or not true crime but like conspiracy theory podcasts and I don't really want to have to go through my life believing in the things that they say on there because well some of them are plausible but no I'm not a flat earther just FYI I would rather not have to go through my life believing some of the things that they say because that would be concerning.
Tinfoil hat.
Oh.
Yeah. Clean foil bodysuit.
If I believed everything that I heard on those conspiracy theory podcasts, I would not be here and I would be living underground with a tinfoil hat in a just bunker made of tinfoil.
Tinfoil mullet. Tinfoil gay mullet.
Yep. I don't think I would be gay if I, like,
that's
if I
the
believed
conspiracy?
Everything
that gay is the conspiracy?
If I believed everything I was told, I would like definitely be like, well, I ain't gay because someone told me I wasn't. And then I would have to live.
I just love that being straight was the conspiracy. That's what
heterosexuality is a conspiracy theory that is being lied to. You're being
lied to
by everyone. No heterosexual ever existed. Every heterosexual you've ever met, they're fake. They don't exist.
I actually met someone who believed that, like genuinely, like. Very much believed that. Yeah, I used to work for that person. Actually, it was an old boss of mine. Yeah.
Oh no!
And then, wait. Start over. Genuinely believed that heterosexuals didn't exist.
Heterosexuals were not real. No, everyone was it was gay. Like
what?
Either to an extent or like was definitely like in into
that
each other.
That is a bold assertion on a planet with 7 billion people.
Right, where I was like, no one straight. Like, and that's like.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess.
Well, I can definitely
scale.
Say,
like fully straight, or very few people are fully straight, but like.
I believe
personally that there are a lot of labels for queer identities, and I think that quite a bit of the population fits into at least one of them. But considering there's a crap ton of people on this planet, I think at least one of them is straight.
Well, I thought that, like, you know, maybe Tom is straight. I don't know. Maybe like we got some random dude or girl who's just like,
you know like
what?
Tom Jones. Tom Jones is the one straight man.
The only man on the planet who's not in love with Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah,
the only dude.
One person.
The guy
one.
That sings "It's Not Unusual." That's the guy. Yeah.
That's the guy. That's the straight
that's,
one.
That's
what
it.
We're going with here.
Yep, that is. I forgot that Tom Jones was a real person.
Poor Tom Jones.
I'm sorry, Tom Jones. You said Tom, and I was like, that's a common first name. And I was like, I need a common last name. And Jones came into my head, and I was like, yeah, Tom Jones. That's not a real person. I feel so bad.
That's a fake human.
Tom Jones, I'm sorry.
I want you to fix. This is your assignment for tonight. I want you to Google Tom Jones, It's Not Unusual, and you tell me why what you just said is so funny. Okay?
I mean, I've heard
funny.
The song because
and
I listened
then,
to John Mulaney, so like, that seems pretty gay. Like, like it's not unusual. No, it's not, buddy. Not in this day and age.
Right. So last question that we got is, would you rather know how you will die, or would you rather know when you will die?
I would rather know when, and here's why.
Okay.
Because if you go through life knowing how you're going to die, you're going to do every single thing you can to avoid that. If you know when you're going to die, you know how long you have, and you can plan your like life out through the rest of time to like have the best life you could possibly have. And that way you know how to say, you know when you're going to have to say goodbye to your family, you know like when you're going to have to do all of these things. If you know how you're going to die, you're going to spend every single day of the rest of your life in fear of this one object. So I've thought about this a lot.
That was
I've been asked this question before, and I'm like, I know what this is. I know how to do this one. This one is my zone.
Yeah,
well, that's just cheating.
Yeah. Oh, you got it all planned out. What about you,
intern? I do.
Sorry, what's my turn?
I'm sorry, my
internet connection is kind of going in and out,
Okay,
so
good.
If I'm just kind of silent for a second. No, I'm fully in agreement with that, because, you know, you can set your death plan with a date on it. That's even better. Like, you know exactly how much money you need to make, and you can just quit your job, and, like, once you've made exactly the amount of money, and just be like, I'm gonna go have fun later. Bye.
Yeah.
I think I'd like to be able to know when, but only because it's like, I want to know if, like, this, like, retirement plan that I've got set up, if I'm ever going to be able to use it, you know? It's like...
For sure.
Yeah.
Because I think my life would change significantly if I knew that was never going to come to fruition, because when you're the age that I am, a lot of your decisions are based on, you know, future planning. Mm-hmm. And so if I knew that that was not something that I was going to have to worry about living long enough to do, everything would change, like the entirety of everything. It'd be a different world.
Wow. Okay. I am in agreement with you guys. I think that that's definitely, the only reason I'd want to say how is, what if it's funny? You know what I mean? Like, what if I'm going to die in some way that's like comical? Like, say all of a sudden I was dressed like a flight attendant and I fell off a building, and then I die, I splat, and then people are looking up like, where's the rest of the plane? You know what I mean? Like, there are weird things. I think.
Oh,
when
Ryan.
I think when would be fun though, because I could know how to die funny. I feel like that would, like...
That's true. I think you would probably be someone who would really take advantage of it. I think you'd be able to, like, kind of like, okay, I know that I'm going to get squished by a steamroller, but how?
But what am I wearing when it happens?
Am I going to make this?
The only problem with that, though, is
that you would have to go throughout your life doing every single thing comically. So that, I mean, not
done.
That you do. Like,
I'm like... I'm like, you know who this is, right?
There's not much of a change that you have to go through, but like, yeah, actually, no, my entire point is invalid because of your existence.
Well, thank you.
I'm sorry, that was very mean.
Yeah, I think if I was gonna get flattened by a steamroller, I'd be dressed like my favorite. I'd be holding a can of syrup or like a thing of maple syrup while dressed like pancake mix. I think that would be hilarious. I think there's a lot of options.
Do you have a Bisquick shirt on?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Geez. I have a would you rather for you. And there is a correct answer to this. Would you rather, like, if you were being crushed to death by a steamroller, would you rather it start at your head or your feet?
Oh, good freaking question. I love that question.
Head for sure.
Yeah. Good answer. That is the correct answer. I am curious, though, if it started at your feet, would it, like...
How long it takes to die?
Like a tube of toothpaste? Or...
That's a visual I didn't need.
Right? I was just... Now I'm gonna dress like a thing of Crest if I go through that way. Like that's
with a cap on your head and everything, and just like,
oh, that would be so much fun.
Oh God,
ladies and gentlemen, this has been absolutely not an episode of the GDFM podcast. Brought to you in part by Absolutely Not Labs. We are so thankful that you guys exist. I just want to say thank you so much for being here, for the joy that you bring to the podcast and that you bring to the world through that. Thanks so much for being wonderful. Is there anything you'd like to say on your way out? Doc, let's start with you, the creator of it all.
Wow, okay. You know, at some point, you know, if I had, you know, my druthers, if I were able to do what I really wanted to do, I would be making more of these challenges for more creators. Kind of creating, it's almost like an ancillary creator type of coalition, I guess, to kind of provide these goofy opportunities to be competitive and silly, and sending those out to more than just the GDFM podcast. I think it would be a fun thing to do. I've thought about it a lot. Like, is this something that I could potentially do? Because I do, you know, it started because it was a pandemic and, you know, everybody needed a creative outlet, and this was mine. And I would love to see if I would be able to like kind of add on to that and do more of it, but with other creators, you know what I mean?
Very cool. So. Yeah. What about you, intern?
Just, you know, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves. Pet a cat if you get the chance.
That is like my life motto right there. That made me so happy. Definitely. And get a chance to pet those cats. Stitch, what about you?
Read books, read good books. That's my only advice for you. Also, follow the labs on Instagram. We're very funny.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. We're very like active us, on to, except yeah, somebody here doesn't follow me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I wonder who that is.
Pulls up phone.
That's so interesting.
Pulls up phone.
That is interesting, isn't it?
Pulls up phone.
Yeah.
Follows back. Just did that.
That would be nice.
Yeah, just give up. There it is. Good job.
Oh, great.
Yay.
Now I've got the full set. I've been waiting. I had Ben.
Finally, Ben. I have specifically said to Doc, like, Ryan needs to follow us back or we're going to have to start sending out punishments. Like, dropping a...
Oh, my God. I am glad that I was not punished yet. I
was thinking about it.
And ladies and gentlemen, just like me, you should follow Absolutely Not Labs on Instagram if you want to see some of their awesome content. We appreciate you guys being here. We appreciate all the fun that you've had. I've been Ryan, part of the GDFM podcast. That's the good, the Dan, the Florida man. If you want to come back, we're going to be doing some more GDFM stuff with some more challenges from Absolutely Not Labs. Thanks so much for being here. You guys have a great rest of your night. Bye!
Bye!